How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Someone else's hard doesn't have to be your hard. Okay, I'm back, and today I am doing another kind of like habit conversation from my perspective of 75 hard. I'm walking as I'm doing this, so you're probably going to hear a lot of traffic and heavy breathing, so heads up to that. And so if you are not familiar, I think it was last week, I posted a bonus episode, and it was within the first few days of my 75 hard challenge of implementing it. So today, as I'm recording this, I am on day 12 of 75 hard. And if you don't know what 75 hard is, go check it out. You can Google 75 hard. It's a challenge from Andy Francilla, and it's all these actions that you need to take. Now, the reason why today I kind of want to talk about the aha moments that I've had so far and habit formation. And so I'm doing this with a group of women and to hold each other accountable, but we all have our own stories, our stories around our resistance, the areas of the challenge that, the habits that are really, really going to get us. And for some, you know, the things that are hard for me or emotionally uncomfortable are not necessarily emotionally uncomfortable for other people. And I think that's the whole point of the challenge, is to really get to know yourself. And Andy positions the challenge as mental toughness. As a mental health, having a mental health background, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things in the personal development industry I don't necessarily agree with. Mental toughness, resiliency, you know, really taking into consideration, you know, everyone's diverse backgrounds, their life challenges, trauma, their experience in the world, their identity. Like, there's just so many unique factors that any challenge that somebody does, any education, any learning is going to be unique. Everyone's brain is different. Everyone's learning style is different. And it's not always a one size fits all. I think where the challenge lies for most people is we've been conditioned to believe that there is a one-size-fits-all model for everything in life. Somebody gives you suggestions, someone tells you to act a certain way, and that's what you do. You act and you be and you show up and you live that way. And when you follow somebody else's rules and also subscribe to the story that they tell you about how you need to act within those rules, that causes burnout and it causes anger and resentment and discontentment. So I'm purposely recording these conversations throughout my challenge because not only do I want to share my own experience, which is my own experience, not the experience somebody else is going to have, but the realizations that I am having actually following somebody else's rules, but on my terms. Let me repeat that again. Following somebody else's rules, but on my terms. And I think this is really important for multiple reasons. I'm personally hearing a lot of my friends and colleagues who are really challenged right now with the condition of the world because it's somebody else's rules, right? Of who they need to be or how they need to act or the certain things that they need to do to travel or whatever that might be. And believe it or not, we as a culture, as you know, the human race have always been following somebody else's rules, somebody else's systems. But it's how you live within those rules, within, you know, the gender identity, and learn how to create it in alignment with how you want to feel on your terms is where the magic happens. That's where freedom happens. And I see this with my own clients too, because I say to them all the time, here's my template, but make it your own. And the ones that succeed are the ones that say, I did this, and then I listened to myself, I trusted myself, and I made it like this. And I'm like, see, that's how we get our own blueprints. That's how we create our own templates for success. And I think that's really, really important because that's called critical thinking and self-trust. And when you begin to learn the skills of critical thinking, like what do I want? What do I need? Does that work for me? Why did that person do that? And you begin to say, how did that feel? Do I need to, you know, pivot a little bit? Do I need to course correct? Is this still in alignment? Does it work? Is this flowing? For me, is it flowing for my team? What's working here? What's not working? And you take a collaborative approach. And this is any area in your life. When you're taking a collaborative approach, you are much more in alignment more consistently. And when you're much more in alignment more consistently, you're not struggling. Like, it's not hard for you. It's moments of temporary discomfort or uncomfortable conversations that you need to have. But it's just like going to the chiropractor. You're like, ah, my neck is out. I tweaked my neck. And you go to the chiropractor day one. You don't wait until, you know, it gets so bad where you can't get out of bed because your migraine is so bad. And that's how we live our lives. So many of us don't pay attention to the signs and symptoms when they first approach. What we do is we wait and wait and wait until the pain is so bad and then we crumble or we're burnt out. So I live a life where now in my life, in my personal and professional life, I want everything to be 1 degree better every day. Like every single day, I'm just making these subtle tweaks, which is why I wanted to do this challenge as well. It has allowed me to give myself more permission to really create space for my own identity. Like, who do I want to be and how do I want to feel? And the funny part about that is that's what I teach, but because there's like rules or a system around it, it really allows certain things to become a non-negotiable. And I've watched how easy it is for me. So I know that this is challenging for me. It's probably challenging for every woman that's listening to this, how easy it would be to discount how I want to feel and also to take that space away from myself. So this has allowed me to really like carve out that time, but take it. And I'm scrolling on social less. I'm watching Netflix less. I'm like wasting less time. And I don't feel pressured. I don't feel like go, 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 go. If anything, I feel like I have more time and more energy. And I also feel like this sense of freedom. I don't have any restrictive feelings right now, but there's a lot of internal work that I've done on myself to get to this point in my life. I have had to do a lot of emotional and mindset work on how do I want to feel, what does that look like, especially when it comes to food. I don't feel restrictive in the way that I'm eating. I actually feel like I have more food. I'm eating more food than I've ever eaten in my entire life. I yesterday, it was Thanksgiving here in Canada, and I still ate pie, and I still, had a really amazing dinner with my family, all within my macros. And that's the whole point, is this freedom, is no restriction. So if anything, this is holding myself accountable to be more strategic and invest my time and energy in things that bring me joy and things that make me feel good. But it's with this letting go of the all or nothing mindset and playing the consistency game. So the other day, I had a huge aha moment, and this is from my perspective. And it's getting really windy, so hopefully the audio is not that bad. So Andy Francilla calls this challenge 75 hard. And I get why he calls it hard. We live in a culture addicted to hard. But this is also a man's perspective. So nothing, absolutely nothing against Andy Francilla. But my aha moment was that we live in a culture where emotional intelligence and feeling your feelings is definitely not a skill taught to men, right? So if men are out there in the world having no idea in their 40s, 50s, 60s, just learning how to feel, just learning how not to shove down their big emotions, how to communicate, how to ask for what they need, you know, instead of using rage or anger as their go-to for communication or avoidance. Here I am as a woman taking a challenge created by a man with the assumption that he has the same level, or that it was created with the same level of emotional intelligence as the person, as the participant doing the challenge. Because part of my resistance to this challenge in the beginning was that I went in with the assumption that this is going to be hard, because it's called 75 hard. And I actually don't believe in hard things. And you may have heard me say this over and over and over again. I don't believe in hard things. I legit can't tell you. Like, chemotherapy was not hard for me. Watching people die in my life was not hard. It was wildly emotionally uncomfortable. And so when I position it that way, for me, 75 uncomfortable, it feels like an emotional challenge more than a self-fulfilling prophecy of, let's see how hard my life can be. Let's see how hard I can work. We also live in a culture that, awards hustle, awards ambition, is obsessed with productivity. And here's my thing. The better I feel, the more productive I am. The more I give myself permission to dream or ask the question, wouldn't it be nice if? Or, that's interesting. How good can it get? The more I ask myself these questions, and then I feel the emotional discomfort, the more I manifest what I want and desire in my life. So this challenge to create space for myself for 2 45-minute movements a day, to drink lots of water, to eat and fuel my body in alignment with how I want to feel, and to read 10 pages of a book that inspires me to be a better person, this is a leadership challenge. It is emotionally uncomfortable, but by no means is it hard for me. So my misconception was that I was afraid to do this challenge because I was afraid I was going to fail. But the truth is, I won't fail. Because when I got on the other side of that fear, when I started looking at it and said, all right, worst case scenario, you fail and you have to start all over again because you missed one thing. But if you actually use the tools and the strategies that you've already implemented in your life, failure is not possible because you're not going to quit and you'll just start again and again and again. And it doesn't matter because you're definitely, hopefully, going to live longer than 75 days. And so you have the rest of your life to perfect this process. So that was difficult for me. That was not difficult. That was an aha moment. But I also saw that that was something that held me back. And then I asked myself, how many times have women held themselves back because they have a belief of what success is going to look or feel like, and that success was defined by a man or by somebody else other than themselves? So Andy Francilla's hard, or his perspective of what the challenge looks like for him, is not the same as what it's going to look like for me. Because I can still follow his rules on my terms, feel amazing, not burn out, include my family, and be so fucking proud of myself. And the biggest emotional challenge I've had for myself is timing and just making sure, okay, you have a full day, Heather. So as soon as you get up in the morning, take that time, read the 10 pages, do a quick check-in video, make sure your water's lined up, make sure you're planning yourself, you know, for a successful day with pre-planning your food so that you fuel yourself throughout the day. And then when are you going to do the movements? And if your body's tired today, then you pivot. If your body's tired, you get to lean in and choose. Is it a double walking day? Is it a yoga day? You know, like a challenge created by a man on his 24-hour cycle when women have a 28-day cycle. When it's day one of my period, I'm not running a fucking marathon. And that's okay. That's okay. Because the truth is, my truth, the more I lean into how I want to feel, and I align somebody else's rules in alignment with that, this, I believe, is the superpower of women. But if I use my excuses or my resistance or my family as an excuse as to why I can't act on something, that's just self-sabotage. We all have time. We all have time and energy for what's important to us. Because you were literally creating, you're doing that now. Where you focus your time and your energy, that is what's important to you. So if scrolling on Instagram or watching Netflix or rescuing everybody else and, you know, crossing through, you know, the self-care things that you've put on your calendar and just Xing them out and putting somebody in place, that's okay. But when you start taking ownership for how you want to feel and you say, this isn't working, you get to learn boundaries. You get to learn self-responsibility. You get to learn how to sit in a room and hold space for somebody who is not yet ready to do the work that you're willing to do. You get to learn how to have hard, quote unquote, hard conversations, emotionally uncomfortable conversations that benefit not only you, but the other person that you're having the conversation with. So this was my biggest mind-blown aha moment so far. That somebody else's definition of hard doesn't need to be my definition of hard, because I've already unsubscribed from the cultural's definition of hard. So you can still take somebody's course, do a challenge, and say, I'll do what you tell me to do, but I'm doing it on my terms. And ladies, I'm going to be radically honest with you right now. When I'm having conversations with women that I look up to, and I say, who were your mentors? And most of the time, those women say men were their mentors. I see why. I'm going to be honest with you. I've even had this experience in the last week where I've tried to hire certain people and they wouldn't get back to me. So then I took my third option, which was maybe a man. They're more confident and they act quicker. And I'm like, when are we going to show up and just own the room? When are we going to say, I'm doing this on my terms? When are we going to ask for the help that we need and start creating teams and systems and structures around our lives that are in alignment with how we want to feel? So this has nothing, it doesn't matter if your career is a house manager staying at home, if your career is working from home, if your career is working in corporate, owning a business, or if you're in between jobs, you are still worthy of receiving help. You are still worthy of redefining what you want your life to look like. So that's my rant today about taking a challenge that somebody else defined as hard, and it's not for me. It's emotionally uncomfortable. It's challenging, but it's not hard.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable Journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.